a kingdom will is in regard to a habati. But evil to it, even the Tanakhama will make a test of Yishmo. Why would even the Tanakhama will make a test of Yishmo? The first that is a Kotchan. So it's because the Rambam agrees with the Ramoya Sloy that by Guk Dushe, everybody agrees that that's what I'm using. Tanakhama holds by Tashmish is Dushe. So as one of the said, that's why their Rabati does not have to be Lishmo. But by Guk Dushe, their Rabati has to be Lishmo by Guk Dushe. And the input of the Tzuez is Guk Dushe. Now, that we cannot say. That's inconceivable. That the Tzuez is Guk Dushe and the Rabati is Tashmish is Dushe. That's inconceivable. So Rav Chaim points out that in Achname, according to the Rambam, so everything is Guk Dushe. The cloth of Tzion is good to shame, the batim is good to shame, and the ritual is good to shame, because all the three elements are indispensable. I mean, and one is the act of the other. So just as without parshas it doesn't have vicious feeling, so without ritual it doesn't have vicious feeling. So Mumela, everything is good to shame. And the reason is why even the Tanakhame of Rav Shimon Gamliel will agree that Eor Tzuyas has to be the Yibud has to be Lishmo, because it's good Kedusha. So Tanakami and Rove will agree that Hasmona is missing. So the question is, so why does the Tanakami say that the Eor Abatim does not have to be Lishmo? So the Rambam explains it. Because Avon Be'eir Shemechapim Be'eir in Tzorech Yibud Klau after you are so much of us So when can we say that by good Kedusha? When can we say that by good Kedusha? So as many as will say, that is, by good Kedusha, as many as will say, if the Hasmonei cannot be omitted, so then as many as will say, by good Kedusha. But if the Hasmonei is of such character that it can be eliminated altogether, like the Yibud of their body, it can be eliminated altogether. So the mainland, there is no reason as to why we should distinguish between Guk Dushe and Tashmish Dushe. Now, according to Abai, that Hasmonei is Milse, even Tashmish Dushe, so the mainland, it doesn't matter whether it is a Hasmonei that is essential, or it's a Hasmonei that could be omitted altogether. Because the Halacha is Hasmonei Milse by Tashmish Yidushe. By Tashmish Yidushe. So in other words, any Hasmonei, if it is Milse. So the Mele, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Hasmonei is Milse even by Tashmish Yidushe. So the Mele, if Hasmonei is Milse, even by Tashmish Yidushe, why you learn it out from Megla Ahuf, that even by Tashmish Yidushe, even though it's not completely analogous to Megla Ahuf. So any Hasmonei is Milse. So even if the Hasmonei is the kind of Hasmonei that could be eliminated altogether, but if it didn't eliminate it, and it didn't Shaloi Mishmo, the Yibud could be eliminated in the Rabati. But he didn't eliminate it. He was the Avi. He did process there. He did salt it. So the Mele, and he salted the Shaloi Mishmo. So the Mele, it cannot be Nikve as a Hepzotvim. Because Hasmonei is Milse. Hasmonei is Milse. Mashein came in according to Rome, that we do not learn out from Megla Rufe, except in a case that is completely analogous to Megla Rufe. So number one, what is completely analogous to Megla Rufe? Guk Dushe, because by Megla Rufe. So the Eglo, that's the Guk Viseah, and then, in order to learn out from Megla Rufe, it has to be Dubia de Megla Rufe. So by Megla Rufe, the Hasmonei of Yerido, Hoyodo, Minachalaisa, so this is something that could not be eliminated. You couldn't affect the din of Egla Rufe without the Ode of the Egla in Achleisa. So the Mele, you couldn't eliminate it. So they only say Hasmonei Milse. Masha'in came by Rabati, the Hasmonei, so the Yibud, the Hasmonei that consists in the Yibud, could be eliminated altogether. So it's not done yet, the Hasmonei of the Yeride of Achleisa. In Egla Rufa. sobre o meio é Yitzhak Mills e Pai Gurdus. E Pai Gurdus, but by Mitsuez. So it could not be eliminated, and Mitsuez is also Gurdus. Eobatim is also as much Gurdus as Eotsuez. But by Eobatim, the Rabbah mentions another time. Since the Yigud could be eliminated all completely, so the Mele, according to Rove, who says that we only learn out from Egla Rufe, a case that is completely analogous to Egla Rufe. So, it, first of all, it has to be Gup Dushe. But even if it is Gup Dushe, if it is not completely analogous to Egla Rufe, in other words, in the sense that the Hazmone is something that cannot be eliminated, so then we could learn out from Egla Rufe. So, by Ibud of Mitzvahs, they are Mitzvahs, so the Ibud could not be eliminated. And it's Gup Dushe. So the Mele learn out from Egla Rufe, because money is Milse, so it has to be Lishmo. But Ibud Abatim, Eira Abatim, true, it's Gup Dushe. But it's not completely analogous to Egla Rufe either, for a different reason. Because by Egla Rufe, so the Hasmone, the leader in Afraisan, is something that is of the essence, that could not be eliminated. Masha'inkin das money constituted by the Yibud, the Rabbatim, is not of the essence. It could be eliminated completely. So it's not Dumye, the Nachleisan. It's not Dumye, the Glahufe of Nachleisan, where the Yibud Nachleisan is of the essence, could not be eliminated. So the Mele, since the Azmone of the Yibud in the Eir Abatim is not of the essence. So the Mele has then it's solo in the general Machlech in the Kinabai Rove, where the Azmone is Milse, Azmone Lav Milse. So according to the Kameh, that Azmone is Lav Milse, so the Abatim does not have to be Shmo. But Sheinke Yibud or Tzuez, and this is of the essence. The Yibud is of the essence, it could be eliminated. You couldn't use Matzah, Eir Matzah, for Mitzvahs of Tvil. So the Mele, and it's Gup Dushe, so the Mele is Hasmone Milse. This is the first Teretz of Chacham. Right. Then, the Chaim mentions another Teretz. And the other Teretz is mentioned by Keset HaSofim. Keset HaSofim, there's the Mechaber. There's the Mechaber of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And there are many, many things that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in all the Kinnur, for Malapati, not for wanting. So you don't see any wrongness, you just see dinim, I mean, but in the other stories, there's a lot of wrongness. And many of it, several times I noticed by the Keset HaSeir. So the second terrace that Reb Chaim mentions is also given by the Keset HaSeir. Keset HaSeir. So he says as follows. Now, so the first Teretz is based upon the premise that the Rambam agrees with the Ramoya Svore that there is a distinction between Tashmishi Kushe and Gup Kushe. And also that the Rambam explains the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kitanoye like Rashi, that Tanakami is the one who agrees with Rove, and Rav Shimon Bar Liel is the one who agrees with Abaye. With Abaye. Now, the second Teretz is also based upon the premise that according to the Rambam, so when Gemara says Tanoye, so that means that Tanakame agrees, I mean that the Rambam, according to the Rambam, the Pshat is like Rashi, that Tanakame agrees with Rove Azmone Lav Milse, so Azmone is not such great significance to require Shmo, and Rav Shimon Bar Liel agrees with Abaye, that Azmone Milse, so it is of great significance. So mainly it requires Shmo, and the Rambam passes like Tanakame. So that's why by Rabbatim he requires that he doesn't require that it should be Lishma. It should be Lishma. But Eir Tzuez has to be Lishma. Now the question is, since the Rambam Paskos and Tanakame has been allowed me to say, so Eir Tzuez shouldn't require even Lishma either? The answer is, by Tfil, that is something in Togo should be Dushe. So the Mele, there is a special aloha that it has to be Lishmo. Otherwise, without Lishmo, the Kedusha is not mikvah. The Kedusha is not mikvah. So in order to become a Heftzel Kedusha, so it has to be done Lishmo. So we tested the Yosha. So it has nothing to do with the Shaila whether Asmone is Milse, Asmone is Lavos. If we say Asmone Milse, so then it means that if somebody made a bag, he sold out a bag, a purse, for tefillin, for Sefer Torah, so then you cannot use it for Dovah Shalchu. Because the Asmone itself is Kiveya for the Kedushi. If we say Asmone Lavos, we'll say, so the Asmone is not Kiveya for Kedushi. So even though he was masculine and he sold it out, the purse, for, as a purse for tefillin, he can use it as a purse for change, for money also. If we say Asmone Lavos, we'll say. But in order to become affected with Kedushas tefillin, so then the Asiyas have to be Lishmo. That's another halacha. That in order to be nikva and to become affected with Kedushas tefillin, so the Asiyas have to be Lishmo. The Asiyas have to be Lishmo. As a matter of fact, the Ritva mentions a similar slot. Here, the Ritva and Sukhi, he says, anything that is Kodesh, so it's like Kochi. So just as Kochi. So has to be done with Shmo. So the Asiyas Atfilm also has to be with Shmo. The Asiyas Sivatoro, Asiyas Mizuse also has to be with Shmo. Because if it's not, if the Asiyas are not with Shmo, they cannot become affected to Yidusha. They cannot become affected to Yidusha still. With Yidusha Sivatoro. If the Asiyas are not with Shmo. Are not with Shmo. So that has nothing to do with Asmone Milsa, Asmone Lavos. So the Machlek between Abaye and Rovin is on the question whether Asmone is Milsa, Asmone Lavos. That is Machlek that is Nigeria, that can be Nigeria, can apply to Dovashim Yidushi, can apply to Dovashim Yidusha. Let's say, Hoyele can be better than this. There is no Yir of Yidusha, there is only a Yir of Yidusha. In other words, Tachichim of a mess that were already used by a mess. I was a Banoi. That's an Yisad Arayis. The mess himself is also Banoi. And the Tachichim that were done on the mess are also Banoi. So suppose someone was able to make a mess, he prepared vestments for a mess, but it wasn't done on the mess. So that's a Machlech to Rabbi Yehuda. If we say Asmone Milse, so even though it wasn't done on the mess, so it becomes a Beget Chomets and becomes also Banoi. If we say Asmone Lav Milse, only if it was done on the mess. But if it was just prepared for the mess, who's man for the mess? He doesn't become a Beget Chomets. So in any way, it's not also Banoi. That's another. And the same thing, if somebody will sew up with daily a kiss for film for Sefator, and then he wants to change it, to use it for change, for money, so you can say Asmone Milse, it became affected to his Yidushin, Tashmish Yidushin. And if you say Asmone Lav Milse, it did not become affected to Tashmish Yidushin. But in order to become affected to Yidushin still, there is another aloha, there is a special aloha, that the Asiyas of film of Sefator have to be Lishmo. Otherwise, if the Asiyas, the processing of the film of the Sefer Torah was not Lishmo, they cannot be affected with Dush. This is what the Chaim says in the Tesla Sofri, says the same thing. So it has nothing to do with Hasmone Milse or Hasmone Lav Milse. So Meir the Rambam says, the Yibud Horitzuya Sivit for Shalom Lishmo, prove that Asmone is Lav Milse. Asmone Lav Milse. And Asmone Lav Milse in the second Teretz, we can say that according to the Rambam, there is no distinction between Tashmish Yidushe and Guf Yidushe. That even by Guf Yidushe, Asmone is Lav Milse. In the second Teretz, Lav Yidushe. But this is a special halacha, that the Asiyas of the Tefillin, the Asiyas of Sefer Torah, have to be Lishmo. That's why if the Tefillin of Sefer Torah were never Shalom Lishmo, the Gemara in Azor. Daphne Zion says that it's possible. Because Sefer Torah is a Dovah Shebin Dushe, so the mail and all the processing in the Dovah Shebin Dushe have to be done with Shmo, just as the Ritva says, just as the Asiyas in the Kabbalahs have to be with Shmo, the Shchita, the Zrika Sadam has to be with Shmo. So here too, so all the Asiyas in Tfil, here all the Asiyas, all the processing, in the Sefer Torah, have to be Lishmo, even though Asmone is Lav Milse. So in the Chanami, according to the Rambam, suppose someone, a Sefer, will be Me'abed Ehe. Vor Gewinnung der Situation. Begnadete. And then, before the last minute, he changes his mind. He's allowed to change his mind. And he's allowed to change his mind and to use the same area for Jews. Notice whatsoever. Why? Because Asmola will say. So you by doing to Asmola will say. But in order to become affected to Yudusha's will, so then the Asi is at the Yudusha. And then the Asi is at the Yudusha, he cannot become affected to Yudusha's will. So it has nothing to do with the Asmola will say, Asmola will say. So that's the reason why the Rambam says that the Yudusha day of the Mitzvahs has to be Yudusha. So why does the Rambam say that the Yibud the Rabbati does not have to be Yishmo? So the Rambam explained it very simply. So the Mele, when can we say that the Yidosh and Yidushe, so all the Asiyas, all the processes has to be Yishmo, if it is a kind of an Asiyah that cannot be eliminated, that is essential. But if a certain processing is not essential, it can be eliminated altogether. So what if it was Dom Shalom Lishmo? If it was Dom Shalom Lishmo, so then it means it is just as if it wasn't done. But if it doesn't have to be done, it can be eliminated altogether. That's a very second tarot. I mean, the second tarot is more mistaber than the first tarot. And the second tarot that the Chaim mentions, so is mentioned by his Kasson. Alright. Now, then there is another Rambam that is very difficult. The Rambam passes that the Ibut of the Gvilin of Tfil has to be Lishmo. The Ibut of the Gvilin of Sivator has to be Lishmo. The input of the cloth of Tvil has to be Lishma. But the input of the Duchsustes of the Eir of Mizuzeh does not have to be Lishma. That's how the Rambam says. The Rambam says, however, we still have a here now. We shall see the tear, who clap your tear, we shall see the tear, and so we clap it is on the shmon. We need to shall we be shmon psu. We feel he need to akusi psu in a popi. It's really that was put in by the censorship. We feel he need to be a nochi psu in a popi show of Leimochi, Laabed Eir Zel Yishim Aseita, Yishim Atfilin, Psuri. Sheanochi Aldas Atzmei Yoise, Roi Aldas Asecher Yoise. Yifiho, Kodobo Shetzorich Maisel Yishmoi, Yimose Anochi Pos, Umizuze, Eir Tzricho Abodan Yishmo. So the Rambam passes, that the Yibud Tamei of Sifat Torah requires Lishma. The Yibud Tamei of Tefillin requires Lishma. The Yibud Tamei of Mezuzah does not require Lishma. Does not require Lishma. What is the Mokil of the Rambam? So actually, it is a Yerushalmi Pergimu de Yumi. Eyo Sheitkeli Shem Kamei, Mutal Lichti Polok Mezuzah, Virabshim Gamliel Ensi. So it's a machleket between Tanakhame and Rabshim Gamliel. And the Rambam apparently paskins like the Tanakhame. The Rambam paskins like the Tanakhame. Because the Tanakhame says in Yerushalmi Yume Perigimu, Eyo Sheit Rishim Kamei, Mutal Lichti Mezuzah. But the question is, so according to Rabbi Tam and the Rach, so it's the same machlekes that there is between Tanakam and Rishim Gamliel and Gimorim Noches, the Gimorim Sanhedrin. It is Sanhedrin about the year of Tfilin. So Tanakam says it doesn't have to be Lishmo, and Rishim Gamliel, and Rishim Gamliel says that it has to be Lishmo. It has to be Lishmo. And a quote of the Tam, so what Rabshim Gamliel is like Kodesh, so we pass like Kodesh. So in Melee we have to pass in a quote of the Tam, so we have to pass in by a part in the Yibud has to be Lishmo, and by the Eir HaMezuzah the Yibud has to be Lishmo. But the Rambam passes like Rabbono. The Rambam passes like Rabbono. So he passes like Rabbono, and So you'd say, all right, so the Rambam passes like Rabbonon in the Machlekes, in the Gemara, in the Praise, in the Noches, and in Sanhedrin, in connection with the Rabati. So he passes like Rabbonon. But the Rambam says, Gabriel Rabati, he says that he doesn't have to be Ibud Lishmo, because Ibud can be eliminated completely. But that time is only Shayach, Gabriel Rabati of Phil. That time is not Shayach. Because by Mezuzah the Rambam passes that the Yibud cannot be eliminated. In other words, Mezuzah cannot be Nichteves al Gabi Matzah. Mezuzah has to be Nichteves Davki uncultivated, processed, high, air, not Matzah. So the question is, so why does the Rambam pass that Mezuzah, the Yibud does not have to be Lishmo? Bishleimeli gabei eirabatim of tefillin. So the Rambam Shiti is that sins has money is lavos, but the asiyas of tefillin require lishmo. So only that kind of asiyah that is of the essence, that is essential. But an asiyah that is not essential itself, that could be eliminated completely, doesn't require lishmo, because if it's not lishmo, it's considered as if the asiyah did not take place. But even if the asiyah did not take place, it's still kosher. Matzah is also kosher. But that's for in Shayach Ligabei Tfil. But it's not Tfil, a Batim of Tfil. So the asiyah is not important. It's not indispensable. It could be eliminated. But it's not Shayach Ligabei Deir of Mezuzah, because there the Yibud could not be eliminated. Asu Matzah is possible Gabei Mezuzah. That's the difficulty now. So here, Chaim is saying a very basic halacha. In the Yortzeit Shir, I mentioned that Reb Chaim last year, the Father's Yortzeit, I mentioned that Reb Chaim. So he says as follows, that there is Kedushas Tefillin, there is Kedushas Sifat Torah, there is Kedushas Tefillin, but there is no such thing as Kedushas Mezuzah. There is no such thing as Kedushas Mezuzah. What is Mezuzah? Mezuzah is a parasha of the Torah. Which parasha is? Shema Elohim Shemayim. Right, so it's a parasha of the Torah. So it's Kisva Kedesh, it's Torah Shemachzav, like any other parasha. But there is no special Kedushas Mezuzah. Sifat Torah, there is a special Kedushas Sifat Torah. A tefillin, there is a special kedusha tefillin, because in the tefillin you have not only parshas, you have batim, you have mitzvahs, and everything is affected to the kedusha. So that's kedusha tefillin. And then we see that the Gemara says that the tefillin shel rosh is a kedusha chamura relative to the tefillin shel yad, which is a kedusha kala. As far as the kedusha of parshas is concerned, it's the same parshas. habe ich mir die Jahre sparen und schon mehr. Is there any difference between the parish and the bishops of parishes in Fiyonsha Yad and Fiyonsha Rosh? So it's only in the Kedushas field per se. So there is such a thing. In the Kedushas Mezuzah, there is no such thing as Kedushas Mezuzah. Mezuzah is Kisra, is Stam, is Kisra Akedush. Is Kisra Akedush. We Akela and Mezuzah together with Zvatela and Fiyon. Stam. Zvatela and Fiyon Mezuzah. That means they all possess the Kedusha of Kisra Akedush, the Kedusha of Pesha Mezuzah. But there is no peculiar Kedusha of Mezuzah. There is no such thing. So the Melee, so Rav Chaim says as follows. The Shittes HaRambam means that Azmoni is Lavnitz. And if Azmoni is Lavnitz, so it's Lavnitz not only in Tashmish Kedusha, even in Gum Kedusha, Azmoni is Lavnitz. So if somebody will be Mehabit today for film, for Mezuzahs, for Sefer Torah, then he will decide to convert it into shoes. He's alright. It's alright. He can convert it into shoes. Because Azmoni is Lavnitz. But Sefer Torah, the Asiyas of Sefer Torah require Lishmo because all the Asiyas that are essential in the processing of a Sefer Torah so have to be Lishmo. Otherwise, the Kedusha does not become mikvah. It doesn't become effective in the Sefer Torah. And the same thing is true of Tefillin also. So in other words, it's Aloha that Dovosh and Kedusha requires that all the asiyas that are essential have to be lishma, not an unessential asiyah, an unessential processing like kibbut, let's say, of the rabati. It can be eliminated completely. It's not essential. So maybe it doesn't have to be lishma. Only the essential asiyas, the essential processing in the dovash and kibushe have to be lishma. And if a certain essential processing so it's considered as if the Asiya didn't take place. But if the Asiya can be eliminated, so it doesn't matter that it's Shalom Mishmo. Shalom Mishmo. Now, so in Rabati does not have to be Mishmo because the Asiya can be eliminated altogether. Now, but the question is, why is the input of the Eir of the Mezuzah? That's an essential Asiya. Because Asu Matzo is possible by Mezuzah. Why does that have to be Mishmo? So Rav Chaim says, in view of the fact that there is a Kedushas Sefer Torah per se, and there is a Kedushas Tefillin per se, so the reason as to why Ibud is required in a Sefer Torah is because of the Kedusha. Why is Ibud required in a Sefer Torah? Because of the Kedusha. Why is Ibud required in Tefillin? Because of the Kedusha. Mezuzah, since Mezuzah does not have any peculiar Kedusha of its own. Mezuzah has a Kedusha of Kisra Akedush. Mezuzah has a Kedusha of Tefillin Shemechsav. There is no halacha that the Kedusha of Kisra Akedush requires Ibud. Is there a halacha that, let's say, a Novi also has a Kedusha of Kisra Akedush? Is there a halacha that a Novi has to be written that the area that is Yubek? There is no such a law. You can write a Novi, at least according to the Rambam, in an area that is not Yubek. Megillah, there is a special aloha, Kamito Shalteva. So Megillah, there is a special aloha, is like Silateva Atzma. So there is a special aloha. But Kisri Akedush in general, Kedushas Kisri Akedush in general doesn't require it. You can write in Ovi. You can write in Ovi and in Klav, even if the Klav is not Ovi, even if the Klav is Matzah. So the Kedusha of Kisri Akedush as such, or the Kedusha of Tehillah Shebichsav as such, does not have to be Ovi. Now, let's say, in Rambam passages like the Mandona, that in case we do it, it will Islam. In case we do it. But the whole Chumash is right. The whole Chumash is right. Reish is Shmeiz, Vayim Po, Vayim Po, Vayim Po. Now, suppose you write a Chumash, Bivni Atzme. So it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah, but it has Kedusha Sefer Torah, and it has Kedusha Sefer Torah. So, according to the Rambam, you can write a Chumash in Maneya That is not good. Because Gdushas is Yakedesh, such, in general, or Gdushas, Temoshik, Zav, as such, does not require you. So, what requires you? Gdushas is a Torah per se. Gdushas, film per se. There is a peculiar Gdusha of film. Apart from the Gdusha of this Yakedesh of Temoshik, Zav. So the Gdusha of film per se requires it. But Mezuzah does not have the Gdusha of Mezuzah per se. There is no such thing. What is Mezuzah? It's the Akedesh, Tehu Shem Chassav, a parasha of Tehu Shem Chassav. But Breishis is more of a king, or just Aseres HaDibures, is not really possible in God's name. The parasha of Shema, Vohedim Shemeya, is literally possible in God's name. But the Gdusha is a Gdusha of Tisra Kedesh. The Gdusha is a Gdusha of Teresh Nechsav. There is no peculiar Gdusha, Smizuze per se. So the Mele, since the Gdusha is just the general Gdusha of Tisra Kedesh, of Teresh Nechsav, and Gdusha of Tisra Kedesh, of Teresh Nechsav, doesn't require any good. So the Mele, the reasons why Mizuze requires good has nothing to do with the Kedusha of the Mezuzah. Because there is no such thing as peculiar Kedusha's Mezuzah. So it's another halacha. The requirement of Yibud by Mezuzah is not based upon the Kedusha of the Mezuzah. Because there is no Kedusha's Mezuzah per se. So why is there a requirement of Mezuzah? So, Kapchai mentions a guy. Now there is a Gemara in Menachos. There is a Gemara in Menachos. I didn't bring with me a Gemara in Menachos. Someone who will come. Maybe Uchsakta means that you have to write the Mezuzah on the Avonim itself, not on parchment. Who says that Uchsakta means that you have to write on a piece of parchment and then attach the parchment to the post? Maybe you have to inscribe the parshas of Shema Avonim Shemeya on the Avonim of the doorway, of the post. Yochelich ben Avonim, Nema Kanksi. We never have a howling seed. Malahalim are saying there, our camera saying there. Because the Torah says, Allah say that, because of the Savior. Now, so there are three children. What does it never mean? Nema comic seed, we never have a howling seed. Malahalim are saying that. Tashi says that Nema comic seed means, Nema comic seed, Nema howling seed means death. Because of your Sefer Kisus. So there, it means Sefer, because it means Avon. Sefer Kisus. So at Khan, when it says, because of Safta, Mom, Mezuzah, Yisachar, Mishalecho, it also means the Sefer. It also means the Sefer. Then the Gemara says, Oy, Klach, Oy, Dar, Zeh, Nema, Kam, Ksive, Nema, Halo, Ksive, by the Ksive, Savon, Mishin, Yoshi, that they crossed the Yarm, so the Jews had to write and describe the Torah, the Shidim Roshim on the Avonim. So there it was on Avonim, so there it also says Ksire. So maybe here the Torah says Uksavto, so it means the Ksire on Avonim, just like the Ksire of the Torah on the Avonim, when the Jews crossed the Yarm. So the Gemara says, no. Nero imite, don't see the Ariagas with Dayrays. We see the Ariagas with Dayrays. And don't see the Ariagas with Dayrays. We see the Shaving Agas with Dayrays. We cannot learn out Uksapta, Al Mizuzi Misaki Sharecho, from the Possig because after Avonim, that is mentioned, it is okay, because the posik of after Avonim is something that is not made with theirs. It was only made with Yishor. Masha'im ki nuchzaftim al-muzul b'sachem b'sharecho is a mitzvah that is made with theirs. So we have to learn it out from something, from another ksive, that is also made with theirs. And from which ksive do we learn it out? Sefer Kosa was Sefer Chisus. Tesis rejects Rashi's pshat, because by Sefer Chisus doesn't mean that you should buy a sefer. As a matter of fact, the get can be written on Avonim also, on Avonim also, on anything. Because Sefer Beya means Sefer Zvonim, doesn't mean Sefer book. So Tesis rejects Rashi's pshat. And Tesis says foolish things. What does the ignorant mean? Never can see them, never have a hollow see them. Male halom, the Sefer have come with it. So this is a scripture. One shot is here. Here is the Kulchetz that we get because of the Chsi, because of the Sefer Chisus. The Kashi, the Otan alone, the Shazayis, the Otan and Shalpoho, Kesi, who become a Sefer, Sefer is here as one of the Dose. So there is no requirement of Sefer by yet all together. The Nilo Reform is the Dose, the Chsi, the Kashi, the Sefer. Or the Chsi, the Mishne, the Sefer, the Amelach Kesi, the Chsi, the Kosa, the Mishne, the Atreiro, the Azeis, the Sefer. So, there are two pshat in cases. One pshat in cases is that we learn out from the ksive of Parsha Seite. So, there the Torah says, Sefer, because of Sefer. Or the second pshat in cases is, because of a Mishne Sefer, es Mishne Atoira Azeis Al Sefer, in Shekhi, Al Sefer. Now, there is a different afternoon. So Reb Chaim says between the two Shem's cases, Reb Chaim says that the Rambam agrees with the first portion of cases, not the second portion of cases. According to the first portion of cases, so the reason is why mezuzah requires ibud. The reason is why mezuzah requires ibud. That's what the Gemara says. Yochel yichtiven rabbani. Because of that, never can't see it. We never allow to see it. Malahal is saying, I want to say for me, it's moving, it's process, it's not fruit, primitive, height, but it's process. That's moving. I've come to say that. It has to be moving. So according to the first motion in case this, so we learn how that we use it, we has to be safer, and requires the root. From Sefer, from Parsha Sefer. According to the second Moshe Kesves, we learn it out not from Parsha Sefer, but from the Pesuk of the Kosaf Vayes Mishne Hatero Hazoyis Al Sefer. Es Mishne Hatero Hazoyis Al Sefer. From Sefer Torah. Now, if we say that Mizuzah is learned out, that the requirement of Ibn by Mizuzah is extirashot, that is deduced from Sefer Torah, and by Sefer Torah requires Ibud. Why? Because of the Kedusha of Sefer Torah. Because of the Kedusha of Sefer Torah. Some Mele, by Mizuzah, it also is based. The Ibud is required because of the Kedusha. Even though there is no Kedusha, Kedusha's Mizuzah per se, so there is no Kedusha's Mizuzah per se. But there is Kedusha's Kisvah Kedesh, there is Kedusha's Kedusha Shachar. So it's not the Kedusha of Mizuzah per se. So it's the Kedusha, the same Kedusha that inheres in the Chumash of the Kedusha Shachar. So if we learn it out from the Pesuk of Rikosat Leyes Mishne Sefer Adela Zeinis, so even though then we have to say that the evil is required because of the Kedusha that inheres in the Mizuzah. True, in Mizuzah there is no peculiar Mishas Mizuzah, so not peculiar Mishas Mizuzah. So there is the general Kedusha of Kisvei HaKedesh, of Teyo Shedechsav. So then the halacha would be that the evil is required because of the Kedusha. But he, according to the first question, he says that Nemal Halom Sideh means Seite. Now the Yerushalmi in Seite says that Megillah Seite ain't what Mishim Kedusha, ain't what Mitameh is Yodah, she ain't what Mishim Kedusha, Mishim Dinit Bo Imchiti. That the Yerushalmi says in the base of Seite. In other words, the halacha is that Kisvei HaKedesh, not Dafkei, Chamisha Kedusha Teiro, you will not be obsolete. And Tamias Yadayim. So anything that has push us is Fakidish. And anything that has push your fingers to the south is the Tamias Yadayim. So then, the Yuva Sainte, it has the conscience of the Torah, of Sainte. So it should be Tamias Yadayim. The Yerushalmi says, it's not the Tamias Yadayim. Why? Because it's Eimi Rimchi. Because what's the Halizdin? What's the purpose of the Yuva Sainte? To be immersed in the Maima Mori, and then it will be Rimcha. So that in itself negates the push of Yitzhak English. The fact that it's able to be so it's not the Tamei Zedari. Now, so according, if we say like the second Moshin takes the Simonoch and Daphne Galeh, that never Hallowed Sive means Siva Toho, because at least, because at way as Mishneh HaTorah, so it's all Sefer. So we learn it out from Siva Toho. So the reason as to why Ibud is required in Mizuzin is because we learn it out from Siva Toho. So it's the same Venus by Siva Toho. By Siva Toho, Ibud is required because of the Gdushas of Siva Toho. So then we have to say, Ibud is required by Mizuzin because of the Gdushas of Mizuzin. True, there is no peculiar Gdushas of Mizuzin. But because of the Gdushas sound, because of the Gdushas Kislakevish, because of the Gdusha Pirosha Betzav, so it requires it. But according to the first Moshin cases, that will Nemal Haluk Sivan means the Gilasente, and the Gilasente is Mufke of Gdusha Kislakevish. The Gilasente is Mufke of Gdusha of Torah. So the Mele by Mizuze is the same Aloche. So then we have to say that the business why Mizuze requires Ibud is not because of the Gdusha. We learn it out from the Gilasente, and the Gilasente has no Gdusha. So by Mizuze requires Ibud because it has to be safer. If any of it is not processed, that is not Yubel, does not have the Halishim safer. It's not a safer, it's not a book. Only any of it is Mizuze that was processed can be called safer. So it's not grounded in the Kedusha of Mizuze. So Mimele, the Asiyas do not have the only the Asiyas that are grounded in Kedusha, if a certain processing is required by Siva Toho or by Tfilin, by Mizuzah, because of the Kedusha of Siva Toho, because of the Kedusha of Mizuzah. So then it requires Lishmo. But if a certain processing is required, not because of the Kedusha, but because of a special sacrosse, it has to have a Shem Sefer. So the main is there is no halacha of Lishmo. So that's the reason as to why the Rambam says that the Mizuzah, that the Ibud of the Eir, the Ibud of the Eir of Siva Toho, the has to be Lishmo, and the Ibud of the Klaf of Tfilin has to be Lishmo, the Ibud of the Eir of Mizuzah does not have to be Lishmo, because the Rambam Paschus has many levels. But there is a special halacha that all the series of Kedusha that are essential have to be Lishmo. Only the series of Kedusha, the series that are required because of the Kedusha. Masha'itim by Mizuzah has the Kedusha style. But this Asiyah of Ibud is not required by Mizuzah because of the Kedusha, but because of the special Zasakos of Yahutuse, from Gilasente, and by Gilasente itself is moving out of Kedusha, because it's a Ibud Mochel. So by Mizuzah, the Ibud is required not because of the Kedusha. So if we say that Asmone is Milse, then it requires Lishmo anyway. Kedusha or no Kedusha. But the Rambam Paschus like Tarekame, that Asmone love Milse. Does not like me to say, but the Ibud of the Mitzuyas of the Klav, of the Kvilin, so there the Ibud is essential as a processing in the Kedusha, as Nasiyah of Kedusha. Masha'imke, the Ibud in Mizuzah, and by virtue of the fact that it's deduced from Yuva Sainte, that has no Kedusha, and Mizuzah itself does not have any peculiar Kedusha in Mizuzah. So the Mele, the Ibud is required because of Sefer, not because of Kedushas Mizuzah. So the Mele, since Asmone is Lav Milse, it was the Kedusha. Also, that is a very good evidence. But The only problem is that this Rambam, the Rambam himself was asked as to why he distinguishes mezuzah from sivato and tefillin. And he says that the klaf, the yigud of the klaf of tefillin, the yigud of the tefillin of sivato has to be lishmo, and mezuzah not. So the Chachmei Lulim inquired of him, what difference does it make? So the Chassid Mishneh mentions the Russian of Tshuva Rambam. So he said, Kvon nishal rabbeinu al zeh mechachmei lulim, v'heishi, zeh l'sheinu, yulamdei zeh l'sheinu, yulamdei rabbeinu, mitnima eir shal mezuzah mitzor yechibut lishmo, af al pi she b'sivateiru yitfium tzor yechibut lishmo v'nitzorim, אם לא ינבח לשמוע, ואם משם ביקור לו ימזוזה כדושה קלו, או גם כן שאלו לתפיון כדושה קלו. תשובה, לא מפני זה, אלא מפני שלא ימישמע בימזוזה ניבח לשמוע. ויחד ניתמע, ניתמע, היחד עשר לשנה רמה. היחד לא ייתמע, לא ייתמע. ואם תימע, מי תיימה סיפתרו לתפיון צריכים ניבח לשמוע. לפי שעצמי של סיפתרו, ועצמו של תפיון הם המצוות. לפי חוך, that expression can be explained, in other words, because the Atzmo of Sivatol and the Atzmo of Tfilin has a peculiar Gdusha of Sivatol. It has a peculiar Gdusha of Tfilin. But Mezuzah does not have any peculiar Gdusha. What is Mezuzah? It's Parashat Torah. Any other Parashat is the same thing. I mean, it could be explained that way. לפיכך הוא צריך לעת את למחשיב וסיסרו והוא צריך לעת על נשמו לפי שמזוהה בעיבודו למעניין ביום עם רבי ועצמו של מזוזו אין המצווה ולתכו שאית מצווה אלו ועדן ודן וקנקלוש 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 is very strange. Then he says ועצמו של מזוזו So the concluding expression is very strange. He says, at first he says that Svatera Atzmo is the mitzvah. So it could be explained and be understood in the sense that it has a peculiar Gdusha of its own. Tfil is Atzmo. The Tfil Atzmo, that's the Gdusha. But Mezuzah is just the Parsha of the Torah. There is no peculiar Gdusha of Mezuzah. But then he says, he concludes with the expression, because Sivatol and Tfilin is a Chir Zagur, whereas Mezuzah is a Chir Zagaris. Well, that doesn't make sense on the surface. It doesn't make sense. But different does it mean? Whether it's a Chir Zagur or it's a Chir Zagaris. So the Chaim explains that question in line with the Tesis. Because Tesis has two shades. When the Gemara says in the Mochis, that one down, never can see what the Gemara has to see. So what does it mean? Malahalomisei. Two shades. One Roshni takes this is, it means Migilasei. Another Roshni means, it means Sivatol. Now, so this is what the Rambam is trying to explain. After all, the reason is why the Rambam says that Mezuzah does not require even Mishmo, because only an Asiye that is required on account of the Kedushi has to be Lishma. But an Asiya that is required because of the special Zelzakosuk of Sinkha, not because of the Dushe, was not at the Lishma. So the question is Yibud required in the era of Mezuzah because of the Dushe of Mezuzah, even though it doesn't have any peculiar Dushe, but it has Dushe Stam, it has Dushe Sisrakimesh, it has Dushe Stolosh Basav, or the Mezuzah is required not because of the Dushe that inheres in the Mezuzah. The Yibud is required not because of the Dushe that it hears in the Mezuzah, but because the special does a kosher. It has to be safer. It has to be safer. So it all depends whether we deduce it from your city, or we deduce it from Sivata. If we deduce it from Sivata, so then the Yibud is grounded in the Kedush, is because of the Kedush. If we deduce it from Vasente, the Vasente itself has no Kedush, so the requirement of Yibud is not grounded in the Kedush, especially in Zakos. So the Rambam says that it's mistabia that when the Gemara says Nema kam sive, nema lahalo sive, so it's mistabia that lahalo means Megillah Seite, not Sivato. After all, we can learn out Exereshove from Sivato, and we can learn out Exereshove from Megillah Seite. So the Rambam says that it's mistabia that we have to learn out Exereshove from Seite, not from Sivato. Why? Because Mizuze is not a Chiyusakot, it's only a Chiyusakot. Mizuze is not a Chiyusakot, it's only a Chiyusakot. So it's doing the same. Mashiach, we cannot learn out Upsafton that is mentioned in connection with Mizuze from Mixive that is mentioned in connection with Sivato, because Sivato is not Dumye, the Mizuze. Sivato is a Chiyusakot, whereas Mizuze is a Chedesh Abayis, so Mizuze is more analogous to Seite. Seite is not a Chedesh Abayis either than it is to Sivatov. No. Oh, Vitena, Maishdei, inside the Rosh Hashanah. Maishdei Sivateiro, it's free and free and even Lishmon. With his Atzma shall Sevatere, the Atzma shall feel in a mitzvah, the Atzma shall Mezuzah in a mitzvah, with the Choshev mitzvah of his Shabbai is Chayim. No Yechel is Agud. The Mechel in the Mubim, the Ariadim shall Nishmon shall Sevatere on Mezuzes, who Machmas Etzem Din of Dusha Schepze, shall the Aksav Shebeenu, vein the Shayach Klau with the Yechel as became a mitzvah Shebeen. Vein kein Mai Shayochosu, di Mitzvos on Yadim shall Shmo, who Mai Nafdimile, in Yechel is Agud, Yechel is Bayis, Kinder und Kuponen in Bischof und Chodi, war Kosovo-Ze, auch in den Maida erinnern, weil sie das Schöne mit Xiva Xive, die Mucha und Leute, oi mit Xiva Sparsche Seite, oi mit Xiva Sivato, wo sie Schabne Scheich ein Birche, wie in den Mikrai auf Fusse, die Jesa Schöne in Suse, die Parsche Seite, die Tauweile in den Chemes Agu, Maschein in Seite, die Chemes Agu, Maschein in Sivato, die Chemes Agu, und Chmeid Amrino Hosson, Domin dober Hanig und Leiris und dober Hanig und Leiris, wo ein Name die Kabosse. Und mit mehreren Kindern, die in Seife, die auf Finale und Parche Seite, auf Kocho, wo ich bin und ich schmocke ihm, und ich möchte besagt ihn. So these are the two Tavitsum, by the time. But I think that the first Teretz is only Teretz and the Rambam of Ibn the Rabat, but it's not the Teretz and Ibn the Ramzus. But the second Teretz is a Teretz not only on the Rambam of Ibn the Rabbatim, it's also a Teretz on the Rambam of Ibn the Ramzus. Now, so the Rambam Shita is that Ibud of Mizuze does not require Lishmo, Ibud of the Klaf of Tfilin requires Lishmo, Ibud of the Tfilin of Sevator also requires Lishmo. The Ritmo here is okay. I don't want to go over the whole Ritmo, but there is one point in the Ritmo that is just the reverse of the Rambam. He says, that film that the Yibud of the film of Sivato requires it. And that's the Gemara in Anzoki. That Rim Shabahem invited Shalom Shmo, so if it is true, so it's possible. The Yibud of Mizuze requires it. Requires Shmo. But the Yibud of film doesn't require it. Just the reverse of the Hamash. The Shiras Rambam means that Ibut of Sevator requires Mishmo, Ibut of Tfilin requires Mishmo, only the Rabbat not, because that can be eliminated. But he would have been prophet for the Christ Mishmo. Otherwise it's possible. But he would have gave up Mizuzah even though it cannot be eliminated. So, there's not a true Mishmo. Shavitvo here in Sukkah, now the Gemara says, just the reverse. At the time of the Rabbonon, we should be hochek mirlo. The reason is why the Rabbonon of Hashim Bamil say that the Yibud of Tfil, the Nadat of Mishmo, the Kol Kehim, for not only the Yibud of Deir of the Gashim, even the Yibud of Deir of the Kraf of Tfil, does not have to be Mishmo. And we pass like the Rabbonon, the Vito says. At the time of the Rabbonon, we should be hochek mirlo. The Tfil in Tzorah Mishmo. Ubi ho kile in Zudas Visivatere, the Bino Mishmo, the fee the killer Nabu Boye Siotos. So the Ritva says just the reverse of the Rabbi. The Ritva, now we know. In other words, the Yibut of the Tfilin of Sivatore requires Mishmo. That's the Gemara and Zot. The Yibut of the ear of the Mizuzah requires Mishmo. Just like Sivatore. But the Yibut of the Klav of Tfilin does not require Mishmo. There's a machleke between Tanikame and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and we pass like Tanikame. And Tanikame says, after Kishon Yibut Mishmo, not only in respect to the ear of the Bati, but even in respect to the ear of the Klav. Also, now we have to understand, just the reverse of Mishmo. What's the Pshat in the Bikwa? What's the Pshat in the Bikwa? So apparently, you see, the Pshat in the Bikwa is animations. So himself asked that Kashe, why is Tfilin distinguished from Sivatoro and Mizuzah? So he says, we find another distinction, Siotut. So Sivatoro requires Siotut, and Mizuzah requires Siotut. Tfilin does not require Siotut. In regard to Sivatoro, there is a machlokes Rishonim. But the sheet of the Ritva is that from the time she thinks that Sivatoro doesn't require Siotut and Kol Shur or Mishur either. Only Siotut in Levayel and Matom, that's good. That's all. But Mizuzah requires Siotut and Mishurim. And Mishurim. But the sheet of the Ritva is, that Sivatoro requires Siotut and Mishurim. Just like Mizuzah. But Tfilin, everybody agrees that it doesn't require Siotut and Mishurim. So, just as Tfilin is distinguishable from Sivatoro and Mizuzah in respect to Siotut, so Tfilin is distinguishable from Sivatoro and Mizuzah in respect to Yibud Mishmo. Now, what's the shaykh? Now, when we learn Gittin, so we explain why is it that Tfilin doesn't require Siotut. Because Siotut is the aloche is something that is aiming for Limud. For any commitment, Mashiach is something that is not aimingly correct, so it doesn't require self. The Rambam says that. This is how the Rambam explains the aloha, that film doesn't require self, and Sivatoro and Mizuzah require self. Why? Because Sivatoro is aiming for you, and Mizuzah is also aiming for you. Even though it's in case, so first of all, there is no such a requirement that the Mizuzah should be put in a case. I mean, that's our practice. The Shita of the Gemara is that you have to put up the Mizuzah just like that, not in a case. There is no requirement. There are some Achreinim who say that there is, with the Rabbonon, there is a requirement that should be put up in a case. And that is not in Muchach from the Shein interferes, that even with the Rabbonon, there is no requirement. There is no requirement that the Mizuzah should be put in a case. You can incline the mitzvah of the Mizuzah by just attaching the ear of the Mizuzah just on the post, on the north post. Maybe it's not a proper thing because there are certain tashmishi that are done, so because of that, it's not a proper thing. But as far as the mitzvah of Mizuzah is concerned, you can put out the Mizuzah without putting it in a case. So in other words, Mizuzah is also aimingly correct. Is also aimingly correct. For limit. And even if there is a hill to put it in the case, some Achaim say in the Rabbah there is a hill to put it in the case. So you still can learn it. You can just open it up and without detaching it and to learn from it. Even if there is a hill in the Rabbah, which is not mashma, to put it in a case. So if there is a chiyuv, it's because of kovet, because in every bayis there are all kinds of tashmishim shel chayu, so it's not a kovet. But it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of mezuzah per se, the case. So mele, there is no diminution of kedusha of teira shel chasam in mezuzah. So in other words, the mezuzah has the full kedusha of teira shel chasam, because it's aiming limud. It's aiming limud. Masha'im case, film where the aloha is that it has to be mechubek. And mezuzah, the aloha is that it has to be nivda. It has to be nivda. So, mele, so there is no diminution in the kedusha of teira shel chasam. Masha'im case, film that is mechubek, the Rabban says, so it doesn't require siyatut, because siyatut is a requirement in Torah shebichsav. So only when it's aimed will remove, but film is not aimed will remove. And the fact that it has to be mechubek, the halachah of film is that it should be covered. That's it has to be covered. It has to be enclosed in the body. So mele, that affects a diminution in the kedusha of teira shel chasam. That's why siyatut is not required. So the Ritva says, that's why ibud of sefer Torah, ibud of tefillah has to be lishma. I mean, and ibud of mezuzah, just the opposite of the Rambam. Ibud of sefer Torah, ibud of mezuzah has to be lishma. Because when, because since we passed Hasmon Lav Yosef, so the mele, it doesn't fit by pass by Tanakame, Hasmon Lav Yosef. But by the Dovah Shebidushe, Sivatoro, Tfilu, and Mezuzes, so then all the Asiyas that are essential have to be Lishmo. Otherwise, the Dushe is not Chal, is not Mitva. So it's only if it's an Asiyah that is required because of the Dushe. So the Mitva differs from the Rambam. You see, according to the Rambam, Rav Chaim says, so the Yibud of Mezuzah is not grounded in the Dushe. Because we learn how to see from Midrasete, and Midrasete is Mukhe of the Kedusha of Teira shel Chasam. Because it's a Limoche, it's not a Mitzvah Limud. Now, Masha'im came, this is the Rambam Shite. The Ritva's Shite is just the reverse, but he applies a similar story, a similar oneness. And the Ritva's Shite is the Ibud of Sefer Torah and of Mezuzah has to be Lishma. Because the Ibud that is required in Sefer Torah and in Mezuzah, the Ibud that is required in Sefer Torah and Mezuzah is grounded in the Kedush. In other words, according to the Ritva, so when the Gemara says Ksive Ksive, it's like the second Moshe in Tesla Sefer Torah. It's Ksive Ksive, we learn it out from Sefer Torah, and the Ibud by Sefer Torah is based upon the Kedush of Sefer Torah. So the Ibud of Mezuzah is also based upon the Kedushah. True, there is no peculiar Kedushah of Mezuzah, but it has Kedushah of Torah Shel Chasam, it has Kedushah of Kisviah Keneh. So the Mele, it has to be Lishmo. Masha'im Kei, the Ibud of Tfilin, that's not because of Kedushah, because the Tfilin, of course there is Kedushah Tfilin per se, but there is no Kedushah Teira Shel Chasam, in view of the fact that it's Mechubek. So it's not even removed. So the Mele is Mufke of the Kedusha of Teira Shel Chasam. So that's why, so the Imud is required not because of the Kedusha. Since it's not, it's a separate aloha that the Imud is required by Tfilin. So the Mele does not have the Kedusha. So it's the same kind of oneness as in the Rambam. But the Rambam says it in respect to Mezuzah, and the Ritva says it in respect to Tfilin. All right, I said, I didn't make an error, so we will not start the next Mishnah. So there will be a Chinuch after the Chanukah recitation, and it will be an old Gemara from the beginning of Sukkah till the Mishnah and the Tes on the base.
Thank you. December 21st, 1980.
So, suppose the building puts up the schach beneath other schach. So, if somebody will get up on top of the lower schach, let's say there is 10 tochen height from the lower schach to the upper schach. This is the lower schach, and then there is an upper schach, an upper level schach, and there is 10 tochen. So then the one who gets up on top of the chanuk, he can hold a person, and he'll sit there, so it's okay, because he doesn't sleep or eat in the sukkah tacharasuk. But at tachteino, tshuva. Rabbi Yudei Meir remained the Yurim Belyeno at tachteino shelo. Now the Gemara explains it, that the machlokes between the Rabbonon, Tanakam, and Rabbi Yudei is with a Mugatri case, where it's the Kabel Korim Uchsoseis, of the Belyeno of the Atchak. In other words, of course, if you put up evergreen, so then you can't. So the moment a person will lie on it, so it will immediately collapse. But suppose you put kani, you can be misachek with kani. So then, if you put up enough kani, so it might be quite sturdy, and it will not collapse. So if the kani of the tachteino, of the sukkah tachteino, so are so strong that without a hardship and without extra care, someone can put the blankets and the pillows on top of the kani, the alien can put his pillows and blankets on top of the kani, and without extra care, he can sleep there, not to be afraid any moment he collapses. So then everybody will agree, even Rabbi Yehuda, that the Yalieno is Kshero, and the Yalieno is Kshero, and the Tachteino is Psuro. Because if the Yalieno can, without any fear, he can lie down on the lower Kani and sleep there, or eat there, and turn, so make normal movements, so then it means that the Yeno is a real sukkah. It's a real sukkah. Without any hardship, without extra care, he can lie down on the cunning of the tachteino. So if the Yeno is a real sukkah, so then the tachteino is sukkah tarasukkah. Is sukkah tarasukkah. Now, if let's say, the cunning of the tachteino are put in such a way that the moment a person will sit down or will lie down, even with extra care, he'll collapse, he'll fall down. So then everybody will agree that the Yeno is Lo-Suke. If the Yeno is Lo-Suke, so then the Tachteino is Kshero. The Machlik is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonon is in regard to the case if the Kanim of the Tachteino are put up in such a way that with extra care, yeah, I mean, will not make, you know, motions, so then he can manage to stay, to lie, or to sit on the kind of tachteino, and he will not collapse. But if he's not very careful, so then he'll collapse. So then, according to the Rabbonon, since al the attack with extra care, he can lie down on the kind of tachteino and not collapse into the tachteino. So the mele is considered as the yeno is considered as good tzuke. If the yeno is good tzuke, so the tachteino is possible because it's tzuke tachasiko. But Rabbi Yehuda holds no, that even if the yeno can with extra care and caution remain lie and sit on the kani without collapsing, but since it cannot be done without extra caution, so the melee, the Yeno is not considered as a kosher, as a good tzuki.
E guerreiro is not the chance to get some guerreiro is not to get a sip. Now the more further says that this is Rabbi Lishitose, because Rabbi Lishitini is the Suke de Vaskela Bino. It's the same Rabbi. The same Rabbi is Lishitose in the first mission, who says Lamai Lamechot. So it's Chero. Why? Because that's, he is one of those Tanoim who say, who applies a Keva aspect in Suke. So the Mela, that's why he says here, also, that's why he says here that if the Yeno can only hold the Kovim of Sosimus with difficulty with expectation. So it's still not a good Sukkah. It's not a Diraskeva. What kind of a Diraskeva is it? If he has to be afraid, this is too quick emotion. He has to hold on to the wall while he turns. Otherwise, he'll fall down. So maybe it's not consistent with the way a person lives in a house. When a person lies down on the bed, he's not afraid maybe to collapse. So maybe it's not Diraskeva. So that's a Yoshitose. But if the Yeno is Kshero, so maybe the Tachteno is Subitarasuko. But if the Yeno is not a real Suke, so maybe the Tachteno is a real Suke. Is not Subitarasuke. Because there is no upper Suke. Alright. כלושה מזה רבי יש לתת לי אברייס לגמור את החתן, פשוט יש לי סחור אם יש לו, הוא כל פסול של דרה סוכית וכאמו, אם אני יהיו לגמור את פור יש לו. או ברוב, anyway, what the Allah is mentioned in the Mishnah? That הוא איסה סוכוס איתך עשו אילון, הוא איסה סוכוס איתך עשו אילון, so, כלושה מזה רבי יש, I want to tell you, I mean, that I saw many סוכס in Orthodox synagogues, here in Chicago, and in private homes here in Chicago, that is not shame, and part of the suke of the schach is beneath the branch of a tree. Because sometimes, if you make it in the yard, it's not so easy, you know, to get a spot where there is no branch of a tree hovering over the suke. It's very difficult sometimes. But I saw many sukes that according to the Ram Shike, would not be a Sukkot but there. And I mean, sometimes I say, if I feel that they don't pay attention, and if I feel that they don't want to pay attention, so I don't make an issue, I mean. So the Falapoches, I mean, it will be Yitzhak, I mean, according to Sankesh, I mean, but I saw many Sukkot here in Chicago, many Sukkot, that are told in the Machlokes, Rashi and Tesis and the Ram. We'll soon see, I mean, that Machlokes. So, Omar, lo yishonu elo b'yilon shetzil se yirubo mechams, avu ham se yirubo mitzil se yikshei lo. That when do we say that the Sukkot HaChasilo is not Kshei-o, that is only if the yilon itself is the branch of the tree that hovers over the Sukkot itself is capable of yielding more shade than sun. Some melee, it is Sukkot HaSukkah. But suppose that the branch of the Elon that hovers over the schach of the Sukkah in itself is incapable of yielding more shade than sunshine, Hamsa Mehuba Mitzil, so Ksheiro. Because what does it mean, Sukkah? Seichel means that it protects against sun. But if the branch of the tree that hovers above the schach of the suke does not yield tzilsom of mechamso, so then it's not considered seichel. By definition, it's not considered seichel. So if it's not considered seichel, so in the mele, the suka tachteino is ksheiro. Aval chamso of tzilsom ksheiro. Mimai, how does Rami know? He deduces it from the Lashon of the Mishnah. Midiktone kilo oso v'sechabayis. Lobel u'emisne kilo oso v'sechabayis. Leisne psulo. After all, there is a cloud, Elam Yalami, Gomun Talmidi, Lashon of Zohar. And certainly, Rabbeinu HaKodesh conforms always to that principle. of choosing the Lashon Tzora. If you can express the same concept, the same principle, in fewer words, you don't have to add any words. Now here, all we have to tell us is, why do they have to make a name? Why do they have to mention Jilo also is a Habayis? Alright, of course also is a Habayis and so on. But why does he have to mention and add these words? The answer is, he deliberately put in these extra words to tell us that when is a Isis Kositachasayil on Kosovo, only if it is the same situation as you have Tachasabayis. Now, the roof of a, the ceiling of a, in a room, so certainly protects you against sunshine, yields seals of the rubo mechamson. So the melee that ligabe is tahazilon only the same way. Local mystic was the Habais so a local mashma. The Elon do you the bias? My body still say the Ruba Mecham say, a feel on till say the Ruba Mecham say, the Rash. Local mystic, you know, the Habais, my who called it out, the Habais, not the Rasilon, we won't do the Miss Lahabe. Alright, now the Gemara is asking the Kash. We have come from the Ruba Mitzvah, so what is Rabbi saying? That if the branches of the tree do not give protection against sunshine, and the branches of the tree, so yield chamsa mehubam tzilso, then the sukkah is ksheo. The sukkah is ksheo. So the Gemara is asking that. Now, according to Rashi and Tesis, now this is the fundamental issue here among the Rishonim. So, according to Rashi and Tesis, the Gemara has reference to a case where true that the Yilon does not yield Tzilso Mehubim Chamso, the Yilon by itself yields Chamso Mehubim Tzilso, and the Sach do supply Tzilso Mehubim Chamso. But the Gemara has reference to a case where the Sach does combine Tzilso Mehubim Chamso, and does supply Tzilso Mehubim Chamso, but the Sach supplies Tzilso Mehubim Chamso in conjunction with the branches of the tree. In other words, you see, you have Shachia, and then you have the branch of the tree. Of course, the branch of the tree, this is the Shach, this open symbol is the Shach, and this is a small branch of the tree that hovers over the Shach. Of course, the branch of the tree by itself will give no protection against sunshine. It will yield Chamsa Mehubim Tzilso. But this Shach itself, without this, would not supply Tzilso Mehubim Chamso. It's only this own Shach, together with this, gives protection against sunshine. So in other words, it's only together with the little Shach supplied by the branch of the tree, that the Shach is able to protect the person who sits in the sukkah beneath the Shach against sunshine. So that means, and suppose you would take away now this branch of the tree, so there will be a little missing. There will be almost enough Shach to give to the Rav, so, but not exactly. There will still be a little missing to give Tzilso Mehubim Chamso. So that means that we are mitzarei Shach posel by the Shach kosher. So why should it be kosher? Why should it be kosher? So we say, that's why Gemara asks, V'chamso Mehubim Tzilso Mayhave Hoki Mitzdori Shach posel by Shach kosher. But according to Rashi teaches, this is the important issue here among the Rishonim. The Rishonim are divided on that question. According to Rashi teaches, if, let's say, you have here the Shach, and the Shach, without this branch that hovers over the Shach, so suppose you take away this branch, it will still yield till some over the Chamso, then it is kosher, you see. It is kosher. Even though it's a, so then it is kosher. Alright. Now All right. So this is Gemara's Kashi. Because through the branch of the tree does not yield tzimtzum some of the chamzah. And the schach, together with the branch that over it, does yield. But without the branch that hovers over the schach, so it will not give tzimtzum some of the chamzah. So we have the tzimtzum schach possible by the schach kosher. So it should be possible. So that words, when Rabbi says that the Yilom by itself is gives Chamsa Merum Mitzilson, and the Yilom together with the Schach together with the branch of the tree that hovers over it, so gives him some Merum Chamsa, but even though without the branch it will not give Tzilson Merum Chamsa, but as long as he didn't cut it off, he didn't chop it off. But he just pushed it down and he intertwined it. He intertwined it with the schach. And you cannot see which piece is part of the yilom and which piece is the schach, the hilt of schach. So then there is a din of bittul. So then it's kosher. So then it's kosher. Bishachov. So, how can we start with Apostle Mechuba as Apostle? This is what we go to the Kvechom, Mashadas, and we go to the Kvechom, as is Apostle of Tzizien. Ki Kashim Tzizieke, Ki Eshkeleis, Rikonieis. Uz Nureis, Al Metoli Bino, Umahane, Tzirilo, Mitzil Aschav, we hash to see how Rashi emphasizes. Umahane, Tzirilo, Mitzil Aschav, we hash to Mosha Shonsuki. Now, according to Rashi, and that is Shekhid also. So what he is saying, that as long as the branch of the Elon is Chamsom Mitzilso, and the Elon to get an end, this half together with the branch of the Elon, give Tzilso and the Chamsom, even though without the branch of the Elon. So there will be something lacking to establish Tzilso and the Chamsom, so it's still kosher. So the Kasha in Gilmore is, why not kosher? So the Kitaratzi is, how they meet all, Bishachopton, יש לו אנוכו פרימטו מירובים עם שכח כושר ואינירים ביהם ושכח כושר רובו לו ומבט לו ומדרעי זה כל מילה בוטלה ברובה כי ניתנם מסניסם אם הוא יוסיך הוך מרובה מהם יש קשירו so then the branch of the tree which is a mirut even though it's necessary in order to give to some of the chamso loses its identity it loses its identity and the mele the shepsu of that branch of the tree even though it's still mechuba according to Rashi you don't even have to cut it off according to the Rambam so the pshat is a hopton is that he cut it off too now if he cut it off so why do we have to rely on people if he cut it off so it's kosher the answer is because that there is without beetles, so then it will be possible because of Tassel and also. So because of beetles, so it's not possible because of Tassel also. But I mean, we're not going to discuss the Rambam Shikhe. But most of the Sheim Achim is a Rambam. And they say that it's kosher even though it doesn't chak it off. But if it doesn't chak it off, it's Mechubah, and Mechubah is possible. But it's bottle. Beetle go off. Fine. My remember, so the Gemara says, Ibishachokto, my remember, so what kind of a chidesh is it? Mal vitein, and he's a hecha de chokto. O to hecha de lo hechokto, kom mashmo lo hechit azrin. So, but wait, so what is a chidesh? So the Gemara says, I could say, but maybe the Rabbanon should be possible. Chokto, o to lo hechokto. And Roy Hofton is certainly possible because he's Mitzahar of Schach Kosher and Schach Kosher. So Kosher, so Kabash, look at him. Honame, Tidyone, Hidu, as a Gepin, as a Glaz, as a Kisem, as a Gabon, as a Suo, we may see who have him and she got his own Shiro. Hey, Hedome, Ireine. So I mean, from this is the Kashi and the Ramba. So here, it's mentioned. She Oishi Kitzison, so Kitzison is mentioned separately. So it's Mashma that Tito is a Gepin. The psychic harbourman, even without kitsitson, is kshayo. Alright, so that's a kashi, that's a ram. But they're not discussing the ram. Sie sieht sich sehr regend an. Ihr in die Schule hofft an, wo kann ich da aus der Post aus der Kirche? Er lacht sich auch hofft an, wo ich mal nur ruhig als genau, so weit wie er, weil die Tanne hat das alles weiß, malt, wo ich nicht recht, malt, die Tanne hat mir nicht gegeben, aber hat keine Leute gemacht. Now we have here a very difficult Russia. The Marshal is asking against this Russia. Very difficult Russia. Mile name. Lomel le Rommel le Mema Kshero, Maslis Lomel le Mema Kilosu is a Chabais, Lashdun le Kosel le Dune le Bais, Hayu Avtacha Shnei Schochim, Hu, Dichim le Chamse im Rubo da Nofak Motim, Hu Schachkosh a Rommelo, Meir Chateisa le Mivzal, Lav Mishnei Schochim Ike, Do Chat Schochim, Do Lav Mishnei Lochim Ike, Do Botel le Berube. Shmamino me Hoche, now Rashi says, first he explained him all. So there was no difficulty. Now, Rashi mentions a certain hour. Shmamna mihoche, she misachichin al knei agag, she keirin lakish. Apo fishes mucheis, zulu zubi poches mi gimu. Kibun she hamtso meruba mitzius. Veime rebe, veime rabbi. So in other words, when they made the roof, so they used to put certain slats as a foundation for the ceiling, for the roof. And then they put the roof on top of those slats. There's a lattice. Lattice. I mean, it's probably the same English word as lattice. Lattice. Lattice work. I mean, so, what is it?
Would that be like a cathedral ceiling?
Like what?
It's called a cathedral ceiling. You have an open big ceiling sometimes.
Could be, I don't know what it is. So anyway, so that was possible. It was possible even though coming, akosher, as long as you don't get the width of the alochim. So the alochim didn't ignore its kosher, we didn't ignore it. But this lattice, those slats were not put l'shem tzeir uschach, but l'shem bayis. So it's also possible. So anyway, the lattice, so it's possible. It's possible. So, Shmamin Mohoche, she misachachin al pnei agag, she keir lattice, avo pi she smuche izu lezu bipoches migimu. Bipoches migimu. Kiven she chamson miruba mitzuson. Because the lattice itself, which is not schachkosh, which is not Tzach Kosher, is, he gives Chamsa Meruba Mitzvus. So Mele, he says, suppose you took off the ceiling, and you just have the lattice left, and the lattice is not Tzach Kosher. Not Tzach Kosher. But see, the lattice by itself would not give Tzilsa Meruba Chamsa. Now he puts on other kind of law, evergreen, whatever, on top of the lattice. And then we have Tzimtzum Meruba Mechamso, so it's kosher. Veime Rabbi, why? So in other words, here it's also Meruba. Because it's not Mikia. When once he puts on the Schach on top of the lattice, can one see here the lattice, here the Schach? He cannot even see. I mean, Rashi is referring to such a situation. So it's Meruba. So it is kosher. The same way as the Gemara says here, that where the Schach Posel hovers above the Schach Kosher, but if it's hopped on, he intertwined them, he mixed them up, they are mixed up together, so there it's kosher. Veime Rabbi, so far, it's not difficult, the Rashi is not difficult. Veime Rabbi, Vizeu Ashiro, Kishakonim Vaabia Shevenayim Bishop, Kidabino, Kizuzem Leo, Kiister Mutachas. In other words, because actually the lattice itself also consists of kamo. It could be schach kosher. And the only reason as to why it's not kosher is because at the time when it was put down, it was not put down in the shimtzeyo. It was put down as a foundation for the bias. And so that's why it was possible. So he says, if those kind of the lattice work, so are not more, say, על מאדמות אין דסחח ותפוץ, ותפוץ דאון, ותפוץ דאון על דאפו דאון, על דאפו דאון. So then it is kosher. But if it is that those candles are more, so then is not as in the time. Moshe chvote shevashas kosher ashkot, vamporesh chvote klisho eshlife, teir, ויימחוברו מהיהנה ויתורשו פוקטונו יקוצצו מכלל דרישת החבורים ויתורשו צילצמרו לחמסה מהלוי הלינוף להסחר וגם היבלה עליה מהבוי יסיר חב. Now so the Mashon has the Kasha. We went over this Gemara, but let's go over the Gemara again. So Rashi mentions ואין הרבי זהו השיר כשהקונים והאביה שבנייר בישורי כי דאמרים הוא כיסו זה מליל כי איסטר מלטחס. So they only saw, we went to one over this Gemara at the beginning of Sukkot. So there we saw there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rabbi Tam. Now, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Tam. Now, what does it mean, Tzilsom Rubem Mechamso? In other words, Tzilsom Rubem Mechamso means that it should be that the, if it is more schach than vacant space, so then it's certainly Tzilsom Rubem Mechamso. In other words, suppose he puts up a kone of tutvoch. Then, a kone, let's say, he puts up an israch. Or a kone of tutvoch. Or put a tvoch. So it's all right. Then, he leaves Avi, a vacant space, one tutvoch. Then again, a kone of tutvoch. Then Avi, a tutvoch. Then a kone tutvoch. Then Avi, a tutvoch. So in such a case, it's definitely still some more chamsah. Because the israch that covers the suke is more than the vacant spaces. Suppose he puts up, so then there is no machlekes between Rashi and Ramatan. When is there a machlekes between Rashi and Ramatan? If suppose he puts up a kone of tetvachim, then he leaves Abir tetvachim, then he puts a kone of tetvachim, then Abir tetvachim, and a kone of tetvachim, and then Abir tetvachim. So in other words, on the whole, so the sum total of the width of the kani of the Kamim is equal to the sum total of the width of the vacant space. So then according to Rashi, it's possible. According to Rashi, it's possible. According to Rabbi Tam, it's kosher. And that depends how we explain the Gemara. How they explain the Gemara. Kizuz and Mu'il, Kiris and Mu'tah. As we went over this Gemara. So the Mashor is the kosher. Vishloim, if Rashi had agreed with the Shita of Rabbi Tam, then Rashi, so then we could understand Rashi. So Rashi says, "Hey, my Rabbi, is there a shiur that she according to Abba she benei bishop? Kedamino, kisuz and liyo ki ister metachas uvei chein akisu. Oh yeah, oh yeah, akisu akosim. But Rashi is chelik al Rabbi Tam. So why does Rashi say? Why does Rashi say? Uvei, he says, she is there a shiur that she according to Abba she benei bishop? Kedamino, kisuz and liyo ki ister metachas. No, on the contrary, he should say, Vizeo Ashio, Sheo Avir, is Yeisir Makon. And then he puts, originally, you know, when somebody plays the lattice work, the slats, as a foundation for the roof. So, and that is not Sakosha, because it was not put down, Rishim Srak.